Jeff Wine is here from Joanne Wine & Associates. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're surviving winter okay?
Absolutely. I was not the guy in the blue pickup in Lexington Harbor.
Any of us that weren't that guy are happy to be here. Yeah.
Yeah. You had mentioned ice when I first walked in, and it made me think of that. And I mean, it is beautiful out there, but gosh, I don't have the nerve to get out on it.
No, probably not a great idea. Has this weather stifled home sales at all?
Not at all.
Good.
It has been I've been very pleasantly surprised as many of the people in the office, and I think the real estate community in St. Clair County in Southeast Michigan, the market remains rather robust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as we've discussed previously, certainly in certain price ranges, more robust, and there's not enough supply. You know, let's say $90,000 to $130,000, $140,000. So
yeah.
Things remain strong. I was at an EDA meeting last week, and the unemployment numbers remain, you know, I guess at record lows. Things seem to be moving along reasonably well, and all the positive developments with the St. Clair Inn, the Harrington Inn, manufacturing, help wanted signs, which, I mean,
so that's good.
For like 20 years, or they didn't even ship any to the county, did they?
I don't think so. They didn't get this far along I-94, I-69. That's for sure. This is the time of year when we find out what local governments think that our homes are valued at.
Yes,
as well.
We should be getting notices if fairly soon on what the upcoming assessments are going to be, and so the boards of review are required in the state of Michigan to meet. I believe they have two meetings. One is the first Tuesday after the first Monday, I think, for an organizational meeting. And then the second is when they start invite the public in to protest their taxes. And that's the second Monday in March.
Right.
So it's less than a month away, and you may be running out of time. But not necessarily. If you want to appeal your taxes, it's best to come prepared with an appraisal. It carries a lot more weight than a few sheets from your friendly real estate agent or broker from the multiple listing service that people have a tendency to flop down in front of the board of review and say, lower my taxes, please.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, probably isn't the strongest argument. But so you could be over assessed and then therefore overtaxed if you are, maybe something's incorrect. Maybe you took down a garage or you removed a sunroom or a deck or something.
Yeah.
So the assessment record needs to be accurate. You can check that. And then if you think that you are wildly over assessed compared to your neighbors, you may have a reason for appeal. And the boards of review, that, as far as my experience has been, rely more on appraisals from a third-party appraiser, a fee appraiser, rather than a real estate agent or broker. Only real estate associate brokers, people with a real estate associate broker's license, can charge a fee for a market analysis, and it really doesn't have the same weight, nor should it, as a fee appraiser.
Does it pay to protest your taxes?
Oh,
does
absolutely.
It? Okay.
If you know, especially over a long term horizon. I mean, if you were to spend, appraisal world, I don't know what you charge for these,
right? But whatever it costs,
Let's say $350 to $600. It doesn't take much of a savings.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you were to, you could save that in the first year, you know, if you were to get your tax assessment reduced to a point where you were to save $400 or $500, certainly in 3 or 4 years, then over a longer time horizon, even more. And I think what's most important for people to be looking at is not just what the taxable value, what's going to be coming out of your pocket, but also what that state equalized value is. The state equalized value is what the buyer of your home at some point in the future is going to inherit as their taxable value.
Mm-hmm.
So state equalized value becomes taxable value. And if that's wildly divergent from the market value, then why do I want to buy that house and then get locked in at
right?
And typically that happens where homes are have been owned or in the same family or same ownership for an extended period of time.
Right.
You know, we may have discussed last year or the year before, somewhat, you know, in Michigan, the way that we were taxed, our property is taxed, we're kind of taxed into our homes.
Yeah.
Just because we downsize or go from a more expensive home to a less expensive home doesn't mean we're going to save money for taxes.
Right.
And some people object to it and just won't do it out of principle as well as for budgetary reasons. I did work with a family. We're closing on a home tomorrow where they've been in their property for 30 years and are had a relatively low basis, and their taxable value and actually their state equalized value isn't that different. Their taxes will jump quite a bit
mm-hmm.
from where they're moving from to what they're moving to, but that's what they want.
Yeah.
You know, they understand it and that's what they're able to afford. And that's a lifestyle that they want. So their view is, hey, we've saved. We haven't paid what we could have if we had lived someplace else
right.
for the last 25 or 30 years. So things, maybe this is part of a balancing out and
yeah.
looking at a bigger picture.
Yeah, as long as you're prepared and you know what you're you know,
exactly.
getting into. Yeah.
Right. So
one of the things we've talked about is, you know, if you're preparing to sell a home, all the improvements that you have to make, you know, if your roof is in need of repair, you know, do the work. But you're finding out now that there are some options if you don't want to put all the work into a home that you're about to sell.
Right. I think in the past when we've talked about this, I've heard a collective groan coming back from your audience that's like, what is Wine talking about? Why did he shut up already?
The reason I want to sell the house is because I don't want to have to do all the improvements.
Exactly. Well, couch potatoes, football, mm-hmm. you know, sports, people want to watch sports or something on TV or play Fortnite rather than maintain your home. The day may have arrived.
Yeah.
That you can do that. Randy Ramo from Michigan Mutual was at our office yesterday explaining a mortgage product that is fairly new to us. Mm-hmm. It's basically a conventional mortgage that allows you to borrow up to 75% of what you have purchased the home for improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, the easy math for Jeff is if you buy a home for $100,000 mm-hmm. and it would appraise for with the purchase price plus improvements for $175,000,
yep.
you could borrow up to 97% of $175,000,
okay,
and get the improvements rolled into your mortgage. Now, what's nice is you can put as little as 3% down, and as long as you would qualify on a conventional basis.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't qualify, if a buyer slash borrower wouldn't qualify under conventional or Fannie Mae criteria,
mm-hmm.
they could roll you into an FHA 203K, which would require 3.5% down. The nice thing about the conventional product is you're not stuck with private mortgage insurance mortgage insurance for the life of the loan, which you would be with an FHA loan. So there is that cost savings there. Things that we've talked about in the past that still are a good idea to get the home sold, you know, whether it's a peeling paint, a trip hazards, a GFI switches, maybe it needs,
mm-hmm.
house needs new flooring, new, an updated bath or kitchen, appliances,
mm-hmm.
those types of things could be part of this mortgage.
Right.
In the past, what we may have had to have done, those types of mortgages may have been available, but typically that was for a move-up buyer
mm-hmm.
or for the buyer who had a fair amount of money down so that maybe they put 20% down plus have money in reserve to do the repairs.
Yeah.
This allows a little bit more flexibility. One of the caveats, though, is the it has to be done by a licensed contractor.
Okay.
You can't really do the homeowner slash borrower can't do any of the work themselves.
Right.
You can't get Uncle mm-hmm. Fred to come over
yeah.
and do a hatchet job on something. Sorry, Uncle Fred.
But I'll tell you what, probably one of the reasons that you haven't done those repairs is because you're not really, at least in my case, I'm not a handyman, so, you know, I'd want to hire that to be done anyway.
Right.
And you want to have make sure that it's done the right way.
Right. When they're going to appraise it at a certain value, and they want that, and they're assuming a certain level of professionalism in the work that's being done. So I guess the best example locally that I can think of that may be easy for people to see, well, two things. One, it's a good product for, I'm just going to call it what it is. Let's say the dog in the neighborhood.
Okay. Yep.
You've got, you know, 10 homes that are nicely maintained on a, let's say 9 of 10 homes that are nicely maintained on any block, Port Huron, Fort Gratiot, Port Huron Township.
Then there's that one with the peeling paint.
There's one that just hasn't, nothing happened to it. There, there were, you know, in every neighborhood has one.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, maybe it's the 5 cars in the driveway and it needs a new driveway and landscape.
Right.
So, you know, cement's expensive. So rather than the $10,000 or $15,000 that the seller is going to have to pay to have it done so it looks nice, and it's never going to recoup anything back from that. The buyer/borrower could do that. Same thing with a roof. You know, if you're buying my house and it's on year 24 of a 25-year roof, right. Geez, Paul, I'd love to buy you a new roof. Can I please buy you a new roof? No, I don't want to buy Paul a new roof.
I mean, buy the roof and then move away. Exactly. Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Well, and typically, I mean, we often do that. The nicest our house ever is the time we move out.
Yeah, moving day, exactly.
So this kind of balances. I think it will be a great option. If people are familiar with what the work the Port Huron Neighborhood Housing Corporation has done around town over a number of years, where they've come in and put new roofs, siding, windows, updated flooring, painted, sometimes new trim, including doors and sometimes appliances, sometimes not. And you really, they've tried to do that to bring the whole neighborhood up by getting that one or two clinkers that are in the neighborhood and have done a really nice job for our community. And this allows the individual to do it. It could also be for single family investment properties. An investor could do this also.
All right. Good to know, especially as we get into what's going to be a pretty busy season now that winter is ending and, all this snow and ice is going to melt away. People are going to start thinking about their options when it comes to buying and selling. And if they're going to do that, they should do so with a licensed realtor, right?
Absolutely. Joanne Wine Associates, 810-985-5080 or joannewine.com. We'd love to talk to you about getting ready for the spring and summer housing season. But remember, winter is still a great time to sell a home also.
12 months out of the year.
Right. And is St. Patrick's Day coming up again
in a month or so? It is. Yeah. So that's something to look forward to as well.
Outstanding.
Jeff, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Likewise. Thanks to see you, Paul.
Jeff Wine with us on WPHM. A couple minutes down before 9 o'clock.